Joining us now is Brian Dangerfield. He's a currency strategist at RBS. And Brian, I guess the story of the week would be the G20 communique at the end of their meeting in Moscow, saying basically we're not going to manipulate currencies. But did anybody really think they were? Does this change anything?
No, I don't believe that this changes anything significantly. What we heard from the G7 pre-communique earlier last week, and also from the previously released draft copy of the G20 statement, I believe that the governments are trying to show a united front against currency wars, but that doesn't stop domestic monetary policy from being used to affect domestic asset prices. The G20 wants to stop countries from specifically targeting their exchange rates, but I do believe that countries are free to operate monetary policy in a way that could weaken or strengthen their currency, so I don't believe that the playing field has really changed as a result of this summit, even though the G20 has shown a united front against currency wars.
Well, is this a green light for Japan to go ahead and weaken its currency?
I don't believe so. I do think that the objection to Japan's policies will begin to become more pronounced if the yen continues to weaken at the pace it has. I do think it's interesting that we have seen a consolidation in the yen. It weakened, the dollar yen strengthened about 20%, and then recently we've been in the 92 to 95 range. I think that has to do with the fact that Abe had previously been unopposed on the domestic side for his Abenomics to weaken the yen. But now pressure has started to come in from the international side, and I think that's been something that's led to the consolidation. The yen has kind of stopped weakening here. We've been in a period where it hasn't strengthened really, hasn't weakened really. I think that might have to do with the increased pressure from the G20, and I think that pressure is still going to be there. I don't think it's going to be necessarily countries coming out and telling Japan to stop doing policies to weaken the yen, but again, the G20 is consistently against direct FX intervention, which Japan, to this point, has not done in this current weakening of the yen.
Well, in April, Japan gets a new central bank chief, in theory, someone who's going to be more amenable to additional monetary easing. Does that then change the trajectory of the yen, or at least the speed of its move?
We think it does. We think that could be the next major event for the yen. Reports are saying that the new Bank of Japan governor, Abe, is going to announce his nominee next week. We believe that Abe is vetting candidates that match his view of the role of monetary policy in the fight against deflation and specifically the weaker yen. And so there were some reports last week that Muto may be the favorite, and I think the market took that as Muto is one of the less dovish candidates. I think I would personally fade that move because I think that if Abe will select a candidate who closely matches Abe's view of how the weakening of the currency, the role of the weakening currency in the fight against deflation. So I believe that's the next major event for the Bank of Japan, and I think that opens up new easing potential as soon as the April meeting, which I believe is the first meeting for the new Bank of Japan governor.
Now, one of the big concerns about Japan's move is how it affects Europe. Today, Mario Draghi suggested, hadn't heard all that much, that the euro is about where its long-term average is, and he doesn't seem concerned. Is this what we're going to get with the euro, or do you think it starts to significantly strengthen some more?
For the euro, I believe that Draghi and the officials have come out saying that this is something that's positive for the eurozone. But at the same time, remember, Draghi did mention that he believes that growth and inflation metrics for the eurozone will have to be revisited in their next round of forecasts due to the strength of the euro. And I think really where the strength of the euro will start to take effect is in the inflation forecast. The ECB already expects inflation to fall. I believe their midpoint is around 1.4% at the end of 2013. That's well below the 2% target, and a stronger euro could push that even lower. At the same time, the recovery in the periphery countries, I think they are much more vulnerable to a stronger euro. I believe when you talk about the ECB at its long-term average, the ECB on a trade-weighted basis is actually weaker than it was back, I believe, in 2011. So really, we're not talking about a significantly strong euro. What has really changed is that growth momentum in the eurozone has slowed significantly, particularly in the core. So So right now, as opposed to in 2011, 2010, when the euro was stronger on a trade-weighted basis, now growth momentum is not strong enough to be able to take into account the stronger euro. So I think that's the reason why leaders are a bit more wary about euro strength, because growth momentum really isn't there.
I just have about 45 seconds left. What's the next move for the Australian dollar? I ask because, of course, they're heavily affected by what happens in Asia.
Well, I believe right now, I think central bank flow, particularly alternate safe haven flow, and also the fact that Australia still has the highest yield in the G10, I think that keeps Australian dollar supported. However, I think we're going to see there's potential for continued easing from the Australian central bank. At the same time, we believe there are signs that FDI flows could reduce as the resources boom turns. I think we might be approaching a peak in the resources boom. That's something that the RBA has been certainly aware of, and we are also aware of that. So we think the longer-term trend for Australian dollar is weaker, but as we continue to get positive data from China, that could be a positive for the Australian dollar.
Brian Dangerfield, RBS currency strategist, thanks very much.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.